Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Number one, be good to each other.
Aww. I agree.
Number two, make sure that you have food in your refrigerator because you do not want to be hungry or starved.
Correct.
Every relationship has certain ground rules that you both agree to follow to make it work. Like, for that pair of 90-year-olds, don't starve was very important for the health of their marriage. But
in the frigidaire.
Every couple, though, a little bit different. Yeah. Like, in Brooke's relationship, she has a strict no eye contact Monday through Saturday policy.
But Sunday's really sweet.
Yeah, it makes that day so special. Yeah. But do you have any unique rules in your relationship that maybe other people would find a little bit odd? Because a recent survey asked that to couples, and they all shared theirs. Maybe you'll like one of these so much that you steal it for yourself, because we have the top 10 unique rules that help people in their relationships.
God, I can't even think of what these would be.
Let's get into it. Number 10. You can only fight while naked. So really? As soon as an argument starts to get really heated, you have to strip down out of your clothes if you want to keep arguing.
But what if you're in the middle of Walmart? And it's I'm telling you, we don't need this much crap.
I do feel like that's going to end up a lot of therapy for your kids later. Yeah. That is.
Your kid got into a fight with another person at school and he got naked.
But for that couple, it helps keep their relationship strong. It probably just helps bring down the argument so they don't fight as much.
I just end up arguing. I'm not taking my shirt off for you.
Number 9, never seeing or dealing with each other's families.
What?
Never.
That includes going to family functions or even holidays like Christmas.
What?
You only go to your own families, not theirs.
Like, you separate during the holidays?
That's terrible.
Yeah, that sucks.
How is that healthy?
It probably started after the naked fight rule at Christmas one year. And they're like, you know what? We're not going to each other's families anymore. Number 8, having all your big fights over text messages.
Oh, yeah.
They say that forces you to actually slow down and respond without blurting out mean stuff in anger.
I think text is the worst thing ever.
Yeah, it's hard to see the tone of someone when they're texting.
But you tend to not say as many mean things in anger. Because
you
have to type it out.
What? I am way meaner over text.
You're meaner over text?
Yeah, I'm with Alexis on that one.
She's that's not going to make him cry. Hold on. Let me think about this.
Well, they say it also creates a paper trail, so you can go back and prove what someone did or didn't say.
True.
That's
true.
Always healthy.
Yeah. I have texts from 7 years ago.
This is a survey of unconventional rules people use in their relationships that others, like the people in this room, might find weird.
Yeah.
Number 7, living in separate homes.
Oh my
what
God.
What the heck?
I knew a couple who did this.
Really?
Yes, they were also in radio, and she said they tried to live together, and she hated all of his crap.
Oh.
Like, she said he had so much stuff, and so she just got her own place.
Yeah?
Oh.
Yeah, they both were in separate apartments.
This couple says they bought a duplex instead of a normal house so that when they got home, they could just have their own personal space.
But then still be close weird. Enough to be like, yeah. I'll be right over.
Yeah, it'd be like you're constantly dating for your entire life.
Or, yeah, I mean, that's actually not horrible.
It'd be like you were constantly neighbors your entire life.
Neighbors with benefits? Is that a thing? Number 6, a chicken nugget tax. That's where if either of you makes chicken nuggets, you have to bring one nugget as a tax to the other person first before you can eat any yourself.
Well, that's already a thing. I thought every couple did this.
So specific with chicken nuggets.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. Well,
I think it's very bonding for couples.
Or it's Alexis's relationship where she doesn't know how to cook anything else.
Yeah.
True, but I don't ask. Yeah, I'm just taking.
Same goes for the Pop-Tart tax and the Hot Pocket tax. Yeah, anything that's true. Easy to make.
Anything fresh out the air fryer.
Yeah. Number 5, on-demand makeout. Out sessions.
Yeah, now we're talking.
This is a rule where at any time you could say, I need 30 seconds, and your partner has to stop
Love
what
it.
They're doing and give you 30 seconds of uninterrupted kissing.
Okay. I think this is great.
I'm going to go with no.
Jeff. Oh, really? You don't want to make out with your husband?
No, we kiss, we make out, but I don't need this on-demand stuff. Like, if you need it, then you need to make it happen for yourself. I need a little bit of, like, enticement, right?
Okay. Not just I kind of like that.
Just like an on-demand situation.
Like, hey, get over here now.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Number 4.
Snaps his fingers.
Yeah.
No checking in. This is zero pressure to call or text when you're like going out with your friends, you're out of town, or you're away for the day.
Yeah.
I love this.
Your significant other isn't allowed to get offended or upset about you not checking in. You just have to trust each other fully.
Yeah,
I think
I do that.
My husband was gone all weekend, and
it was the best weekend of
my
life.
I mean, we don't really call each other or text when we're apart.
Yeah.
He texts Brooke, "Hey, honey, I'm 30 minutes away." She's like, "Dang it, God!"
The kids will call him.
Number 3, separate groceries.
What?
Whoa, I've never heard about this.
This couple uses separate groceries where you still can share big things like milk and butter, but otherwise you go to the store by yourselves and get whatever you want just for you.
Is this the duplex couple? Is this the same thing? Because this sounds like a roommate sitch.
Yeah.
That just seems like it'd be way more expensive. You're buying twice as many groceries.
And you're literally asking your significant other, hey, do you have any eggs?
Yeah.
I ran out.
Can I borrow some sugar?
Some sugar?
Yeah.
Number 2, mid-argument I love yous.
Oh, I kind of like this.
If things are getting too heated when you two are fighting and one of you needs to storm out of the room, you have to say, I love you before you leave.
You know that's followed with a but. I love you, but listen to me now.
And the number 1 unconventional rule some people use in their relationships in order to make it work.
Okay.
Whisper fights.
What?
If you're ever really upset at your partner, you're only allowed to whisper your frustration at them. Which helps break the tension because it's
already funny.
It's hard to take anybody seriously when they're whispering angry.
Plus, it'd be really hard for you, Jeff. You can't hear anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Literally. What? Hey, can you talk a little louder? But that's what couples use in their relationships, and it works for them.
That's pretty silly.
I'm just naked whispering.
Text in to 78592. Should we do naked fights on our show whenever things get heated in the studio?
No.
Phone taps coming up.
Put your shirt on, Jeff.
Make me. Phone taps next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number 1 podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.